Hey guys, my 11s, how are you? My master life path 11s. Welcome, Queen Cooley here. Thank you for being here. I'm doing a couple of videos and I've been getting a lot of comments from you guys. Thank you so much for your comments. Yeah, it really helps me. It's not easy to do these videos. I am so happy that you watch them. I can't thank you enough. I'm honored. But I gotta tell you that even after doing them for a while, it's not easy, right? Because, as 11s, we're sensitive and we don't always like to open up. It's not easy for us. But it's worth it, if I can help you. That's always what I've figured. If I can, if I have gone through some tough crap, which I have, which all of us have, and it saves you from you going through it, that's why I'm here, right? My goal is to help you roll through the stuff that held me back. And, you can probably offer that to someone else and it keeps going on. That's what we're here for. I am a Master Life Path 11, and I can't thank you enough for being here. If you're new, welcome. If you've been with me a while, welcome. Thank you for riding with me. I really appreciate it. I'm doing a lot of different things right now that aren't you're not seeing yet, but they're going to be showing up really soon. The membership is rolling out soon because I want to give you guys opportunities to work with me. If you have not been able to work with me yet on a one-to-one basis or through the Brave Academy, so that's something that's happening. And if you would like to work with me one-on-one, I do have a couple of open spots, and I would love to do so or through the Brave Academy. So email me; it's all down below. Today, I wanted to talk to you about the questions I've been getting, which are how to cope, right? How to cope as an 11. As you know, I don't have to tell you, we are very deep people, meaning we don't do anything surface, which is at odds with the world because the world does everything surface, right? Hey, we don't mind laughing and telling jokes and having drinks and partying, whatever. Because we like to have fun too. We're not all super serious over here, but we are serious people because we think a lot. And if you're a master number, as you know, that means that you've reincarnated more than the other numbers. That also means that you think differently, because you have more of a global probably cause that you want to help. We don't really think community, we think global, we think big. So we think different, right? That's all. We see the big picture. And we just don't do small talk and conversations. So what happens is that a lot of times, we can put ourselves out there and then other people don't understand us. It happens every day. And so we sometimes have to dumb ourselves down, which I hate saying because I don't think anybody should do that because that sucks. If you have to do that continually, by the way, then you need to get some new friends. And the hard part is around your family because I will just say real quickly that, you can be married and have a spouse or a sister or brother or parents that don't understand you. Now, they may love you and everything about you, but they may not understand you. And that can be tough because what's happening is you may continue to grow spiritually and they may not. And they may be here and you're here and you're going up and they're going like this, right? So those, I'll have to make a video on that at some point because it's a really heavy topic. I don't want to get too far into it here because there's a lot of feelings involved, there's options, but generally you can't like get rid of your family, you know what I mean? Sister, brother, mother, father, whatever. There are ways around that, but sometimes you have to accept people for who they are and understand that they are not as deep as you are. They may not be as smart as you are. They may never understand you. I don't think my sister ever has understood me. Definitely not. I think my parents definitely loved, they loved me. I had wonderful parents, and but I don't think they knew what to do with me a lot of the time. Because if I was your child and I'm 8 years old and you took me to the movies and you took me to see something to that was about World War II, and to so that I could learn, what happened. And then I saw something that was very violent, and then I had to leave the movie theater because I was going to be sick, literally throwing up. That's how I react to that stuff, right? What would you do with a child like me if you weren't you? If you were just a surface normal person, you'd be like, holy crap, my child's, I love my child, but what's going on over here? What's happening over there? Right? I can laugh about it now, but at the time, it's very serious. Like, my spouse was like, let's go see The Passion of the Christ when that came out. I'm like, listen, no, that's no, it's not happening. And oh, I want to go, I want to go. Railroaded me to go. I was like, okay, I'm warning you, probably a waste of money because I won't be able to withstand that type of pressure, that type of violence against, because I'm a Christian, so God is everything to me, right? So I feel that even more so. I mean, if you don't care, you don't care, but I'm just trying to prove a point to you, and you already know this. But if you don't, if there's anybody out there that doesn't, we were there literally 5 minutes. And he's carrying his cross and they're spinning on him. And I'm like, I have to leave. I literally went to the bathroom. It was spinning. Everything was spinning. It took me a long time to calm down. And I was like, I told you. People sometimes it's like they don't believe us. It's like, I'm not fooling with you. I'm not playing with you. Like, if I say that I can't handle something, I can't handle it. So you have to understand and know yourself and know what will and won't work for you. But today, I digress. Today, I want to talk about how to cope. Okay. Three things. One, don't get distracted. I'm laughing because you and I, let's look at each other. You and I both know we get distracted a lot. It sucks. I don't know. I've always had this thing for, like shiny object syndrome, like, oh, there's something shiny. Oh, there's something else, right? It happens online. It's almost like we understand, like when people are doing something and then they see something pops up on your phone, you're like, oh my gosh, what? And you go look, or you're on Instagram and then you start scrolling. Oh, take 2 seconds and an hour goes by. You're like, what just happened? For us, that's normal, right? So, how we can lose a lot of time getting distracted. What I say to that is, especially if you're working, set a timer on your phone, right? Set a timer on your watch, whatever. Set a timer, work an hour or in 2 hour increments at a time and let nothing in. Put up all of your Instagram, any of your social media, anything. Even the shopping people. Like I've got Shop Shops on here, whatever it's called, and I get a ding every time. Oh, a Louis Vuitton purse for $300. I'm like, what? It's funny, but it's serious because we can lose much, many, many hours, right? And then that slows us down. And then at the end of the day, you're like, what happened? I had all this time and I didn't get to do anything. Like, what happened? And then you're like, I don't have enough time. And that's a scarcity thing, right? You know that's crap, right? So set a timer because we can get distracted really easily. Turn your phone over, put it on silent, and put everything to the side and just work. And I would say 1 to 2 hours at a time. Some people do 4 hour blocks. I think 4 hours kind of a long time. You need to get up, get something to eat, whatever. And again, that can be distracting too. Let's go there. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to get up and get something to eat. I'm going to sit down, flip on the TV just while I eat 5 minutes. Yeah. 2 hours later, I was watching the show and I couldn't get away. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's a big one. So being distracted is a big deal. You know, it's a big deal. I know it's a big deal. So let's make sure that that doesn't happen and put a timer up and make sure that everything's closed. Make sure that you tell people if they're around you, listen, I closed my door. I'm working, right? You're in session. That's it. It's kind of like when I'm in session with a client, I'm not disturbed. My door's closed. That means don't come to me because I'm in with a client and I can't be disturbed. Apply that same thought process to as you work. And if you work in a large environment, if you can put in headphones or you can put on a timer, hey, that's great. You know what I'm saying? It might be harder if you've got a lot of people coming to you. but try to figure out a way that you can work in increments. The next part of that is I'm saying be secure. So many of us are not secure within ourselves. We're not secure in what we're doing. And we feel as though we're never enough. So when that happens, we overthink, as always, and we try harder. And sometimes that shows up as us doing tasks more than, may have to do it over twice, maybe three times. Sometimes that happens. You're like, oh, I could do better. I could do better. So it takes more time. And then before you know it, if I'm writing something, it could be midnight. And then I'm like, wow, I'm really tired. Oh, I've been doing this for a while. And I've been looking at the same thing. Sometimes you have to know when to knock off and actually go to bed if you're a late night person like me. Because your work will suffer. You have to be fresh, right? Especially if you're creating something. But be secure in what you're offering, what you're doing, the task that you are on, and know that and do your very best at the beginning. Don't do a little and stop and then come back to it. Try to, like I said, free flow with it for an hour or 2 hours. Do your very best at all times and then leave it and then come back with fresh eyes. But don't come back five times. Come back one time and review it and then go, yep, that's as the best I can do, and move on to the next task. Okay. Does that make sense? The other part is to stand in your power. Easier said than done until you practice. This is something you need to practice. Think about the military. I don't know if you've ever shot a gun. I have since I was small. I love to practice shooting, obviously not at people. I'm not that person. I like to target practice in a controlled environment at the gun club, practice with targets, the paper ones. That's all I'm saying. So I don't want anybody to think, oh, Julie's crazy, Cooley's gonna go out there. No. It's a hobby, just like anything else, right? And some people golf, some people ride horses, some people practice shooting, whatever floats your boat. Anyways, I was taken out when I was super young. So you've got to practice. If you're a golfer, you got to practice. If you're a marketer and you write, you got to practice. Standing in your power is, I probably shouldn't use guns. That's not a good, yeah, scratch that. I never said that. Standing in your power is about you knowing what you're good at and you knowing that you have power in that area that makes you better at something than others, like writing, like singing, like numbers, whatever it is. And it could be so much so that you teach others how to do it, like what I'm doing with you, your spiritual gifts. What are they? Once you understand what they are, and once you start moving into them, and then you practice and you practice discernment, you practice reflection, you practice meditation to the point where if you're gifted in that area, you can go up, you can have conversations with God, you can have conversations with totem animals, you can have talk to people or animals that have passed over, whatever that is, and bring those notes and information back to others. That's huge. Whatever your gifts are, you want to get good at them, identify them, get good at them, and then start helping others with that. If that's where you want to go, that's what I teach. I'm an activator. I am the person that will activate you, understand your gifts, get you in alignment, and then things start coming towards you, right? Not you like, ah, I gotta go get this. So I've said this many, many times. I'm sure you understand. But standing in your power means usually doing what you love. It's really important that you understand what that is sooner rather than later. And there's a difference here, which they're saying as a caveat, I need to mention. I knew that I was gifted in this area for a long time because I was born like this, right? I spoke to animals when I was 5 years old, and it never stopped. I always wanted to help people. That's just what I've always done. But the world jumped in and things got tough. And I had a lot of doubt and a lot of fear from things that I'd gone through, which I'm going to talk about at some point. And it stopped me. I didn't believe in myself anymore. And that's probably one of the hardest places to be, is to know that you're gifted, but no, you don't know how to access those powers or as tools for yourself or anybody else, or you just don't believe in yourself, or you just give up and say, you know what, I'm just going to go work at a cubicle. I am not a judge. I am not judging you. I am just going to recommend because I did that. You have free will. You can push your gifts to the side if you choose to do so. That is your choice. And your gifts will just sit there and wait for you. You will not lose your gifts. People ask me all the time, will I lose my gifts? No. What's yours is yours. You'll never lose your gifts. But it's up to you if you want to use them. And then it's up to you if you want to use them to your very fullest power. My goal is to be in my fullest power and to help as many people and animals as I possibly can and make their lives better and easier. That's my goal. But it took me a while to get here. I worked in corporate for a long time. Why? I knew I was gifted, but I didn't believe in myself enough to actually move forward. Can you believe that? Can you believe that shit? Your girl did not believe in herself enough to actually step out and even say that. I couldn't even say that. I wouldn't say I'm gifted for all the money in the world. I'd be like, I'm different. Gifted, not sure. Why? Because the mantle that comes with that, you need to be prepared for people to laugh at you, for people to say, that's crappy. You can't do that. That's bullshit. You can't do that. You can't talk to animals. You can't talk to God. You're not talented. Standing in your power is like, yes, I can. And I do. But I don't have to prove it to you. And I'm not going to. That's not my job. My job is to do my job, which is to do what you just said I couldn't do. And off I go doing it. I'm here when you need me. And then they call you like a year later and they're like, yeah, I think I can use your help. You're like, really? No judgment. Cool. Okay. I'll send you a PayPal. Seriously. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten that for animal communication. People just don't believe that I can talk to animals. And so what I do is I just start talking and the animal tells me. And then the person's like, how'd you know that? And I'm like, your animal just told me. And they're like, whoa. And I'm like, step aside, bitch. That's how you have to be. That's how I want you to be. It's not cocky. This is just, it's not ego. It's just you understanding that you're amazing. And I'm saying it this way because so many of you don't believe that. You guys are 11s. You're freaking awesome. You got to start owning that. That's standing in your power, so that you can help others. That's what it's about, right? So you're gifted so you can help others move forward. That's what it's about. It's not about you hogging it all and keeping it all to yourself, because when you do that, everything stops. God told me that. He said, if I give you information, you're supposed to put it out there and you don't do that, I'm going to stop until you send it. So don't be distracted. Be secure and stay in your power. So I hope this helped you. I would love to work with you. As I said, I have a couple of open slots. Let me know. Email me. It's jsalant5@outlook.com. Everything's below. Private sessions, Brave Academy, and the membership. Definitely get on that because I'm going to give you the best pricing out the door. And there's going to be a lot of perks and definitely some freebies for the first like 25 people that come through the membership because it's going to be good and it's worth it. All right, guys, I love you all. Thank you for being here. 11's rule. Please, please, please be good to yourself. You guys are your own worst enemies. Be your best friend instead. It's much more fun. And one more thing, kindness for weakness. I have someone asked me about this the other day, and I want you to know, every one of you, there are going to be people in this world that will mistake your kindness for weakness. I always say, don't do that because you and I are warriors and we've been through a lot of stuff on our own, way, way more than people know and understand. Just because I'm kind doesn't mean I'm weak. I am strong and so are you. So in the old days, I would say, oh, prove it to them and make sure they know. And I'm like, nope, I'm not about that anymore. My job is not to prove to you that I'm this or I'm that. That's not my job. I don't care because that takes away my energy from doing what I'm really here to do, which is help others. and for me to get stronger, right? Because I have a destiny too that I have to work on myself. So if people take your kindness for weakness, just know and keep a note of it and just keep it moving. And, you know, if it's someone that you are around, like a brother, sister, family member, spouse, whatever, just tell them in a nice way, listen, I'm not weak. You know, you may perceive me that way because I'm a deep thinker, because I say things that other people don't say, but that makes me unique, not weak. There's a difference. And stand on that. The more, lead with love, guys. Lead with love. I know 11s can lead with knives and swords and everything else, but it's much better to lead with love. All right, guys. Hope this helped. Love you all. Talk to you soon.